Hello everyone and welcome to our English class here at Breast of Israel with Rabbi Shalom Arush Shlita, Q&A with Rabbi Shalom Arush. As always, reminding you, you can always contact us at number 972-5241-44502, 972-5241-44502, or at our mail, 148answers, answers@gmail.com, 148answers@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, questions, answers, comments. We are happy that you are sharing this program with us. And without further ado, I would like to pass the microphone on to Rabbi Shalom Arush Shlita.
Hashem, Sabarabha. Sof Sabarabha. Shalom. Ha gadol, gadol, gadol. Ad. השבועות אנחנו נכניס את עצמנו היום בעזרת השם גם בשבוע הדבר ונקבל את המתנות הגדולות של החג הזה.
Thank Hashem and praise Hashem. We have a very big occasion, a very big festival that's going to be happening next week, the festival of Shavuos, where we receive the Torah. So with the help of Hashem, this week and next week, we are going to teach you how to prepare for this great event and how to receive all these incredible gifts that Hashem has given us. The first thing we're going to learn in the Holy Book, Likutei Moharan.
בספר הקדוש שלו שעבודה הראשונה שאדם צריך לעבוד ללמוד תורה בכוח וזה נסביר.
The Holy Rebbe, in his holy book Likutei Moharan, the first teaching that he brings in the first Torah is learning Torah, that you have to learn Torah bekoach, with power, with strength, and we're going to elaborate and explain what that means. But by him choosing to open his book with that, it just emphasizes how important this is.
As Abenu Mizbanano Shikam Abenu Amal Asomo העניין שלו זה תפילה. למה הולכים עליו? על תפילה הולכים, כמו שכתוב בגמרא הקדושה. איזה דבר מרומו של עולם. זה התפילה, בני אדם מזלדינים. לכן רבנו שהעניין שלו זה תפילה. לכן הולכים עליו, כי בני אדם הולכים
The Holy Rebbe said that his main aspect in this world is prayer. And this is why people disagree and argue with Rabbi Nachman. Why? Because the Gemara says, what is that that is considered to be at the peak of the world, the most important thing? That's prayer. And that's the thing that people misrespect and people disrespect, misunderstand. Why is that? Because prayer is something that tends people disagree with and people dispute on. And since the Holy Rebbe said that his main aspect in this world is prayer, that's why people disagree with him. That's why there are all these disputes on the Rebbe and on Breslev.
As Rabbeinu Omer, Shedam, Mishvit, Shed Kalbot, Tkabalot, Tkabalot, Shalom, Asach Limot Torah.
The Rebbe says that in order for a person's prayers, in order for them to be received, he has to learn Torah. Because the Torah, it gives a person grace. Like the Gemara in Tractate Eruvin says,
שמעלה להן, לא מדיה.
It says in the Gemara that the Torah is called Ayelet Ahavim V'Ya'alat Chen, something that causes a person to be loved and to be graced. Why is that? Because a person who learns Torah, he has grace upon him. That's the first Rabbeinu explains that when a person learns Torah, his prayer has grace in the eyes of the Creator. Our sages told us, that he who does not listen to rebuke, doesn't use his ear to listen to rebuke, even his prayer is despised and despicable. Look at those words. Despicable, despised. But if it's the opposite, if a person does hear when he is rebuked, if he does lend his ear to hear the rebuke that he's being told, then his prayer has special grace. Rabbeinu teaches us in the first Torah that the most difficult dark side in this world there's a dark side that says to you, this is forbidden, do what's forbidden. That's an easy dark side. This is something easy for a person to understand. This is not the will of the Creator. So I am not going to go against the will of the Creator. Even though it's difficult for him, he's going to battle and fight it until he manages to obtain not violating what the Creator wants. But there's a very powerful and strong dark side that manifests itself in positive things and commandments. It tells a person, this is a commandment. The worst things, the worst transgressions, the dark side tells you, this is a commandment. You have to do this. It's like Rabbi Natan writes that there's a dark side that tells you, on this person, there's a commandment, a positive commandment, an obligation to speak against him, to tarnish his name. There's a dark side that turns the whole truth upside down. It tells you there's a commandment to look at women when you're speaking to them. What? People are going to say, you're not looking at me, you're disrespecting me, you're insulting me. They're going to say that our Torah is a Torah that doesn't respect other people. So the dark side turns everything upside down and tells you, you are obligated to look at women when you're speaking to them. Many commandments, not learning Torah.
Rabbeinu יכול ממש לנצח את העזר הזה.
This dark side, which is very powerful, and it manifests itself in positive commandments, Rabbeinu writes, the only way to defeat it is when you learn Torah with strength and with power.
מה זה תורה בכוח?
What does it mean, learning Torah with strength and power?
דבר ראשון, ללמוד בעיון ולהבין מה שלומדים.
First thing, that means learning things in depth and understanding what you're learning.
ולעשה ממנה מה התורה שלומדים, מסקנות או נכונות, הנהגות נכונות, הלכות, חיזוקים, כל הזכרים של עבדת השם, הכל דקותו בתורה.
And it also means you need to derive and conclude from the Torah that you're learning at good conclusions, good ways to follow, good paths, good directions. You need to obtain from what you're learning all the mind, all the wisdom that the Torah has to offer. Don't just learn, derive and conclude how you're supposed to act.
הדבר השני, לימוד תורה בלילה, בזמן שאדם יש לו תרדות, יש לו כל מיני תרדות, אז לא, יודע, קבל היתר מן התורה, בא ללמוד, לא בטר.
The second thing is learning Torah at night. Even though a person has got many worries, many things that bother him during the day, a person needs to have a set time to learn, that he will never ever forego that time, never ever give it up. He needs to know that that learning time is sacred and holy, and comes what come, he will sit and learn at that time.
ודאי שכבר רואים בהתחלה של קורתי מהר"ן שרבנו מדבר על לימוד התורה לא לקרוא את התורה, ללמוד, לדעת את התורה.
Certainly we can see already from the beginning of the book Likutei Moharan that Rabbeinu is speaking about learning the Torah, not just reading the Torah, but learning it and understanding it.
אתה רוצה להיכנס לעבודת הבורא? כן? כל שזכה אתה רוצה להיות חסד של רבנו, אתה יודע, הדבר הראשון, צריך ללמוד תורה בכוח.
If you want to enter the path of being a person who is a God-working person, a God-fearing person, more so, if you want to be considered a disciple of Rabbeinu, the first thing that you need to do is learning Torah with strength and power.
תלמד תורה בהתמדה וגם תפלל אתה חסיד בברסלב רבנו אמר שלאן שליצי בתפילה תפלל דבר הראשון ללמוד תורה ולדעת התורה.
If you want to learn Torah properly, you have to have A, set times learning Torah, which comes what come, you don't forego them. Two, you've got to be diligent in the way you learn Torah. Learning seriously without having intervals and stopping while you're learning. And the third thing is, you have to pray for the Torah. You want to be a disciple of Rabbeinu? Rabbeinu said that my issue, my aspect is prayer. You need to pray to Hashem. Hashem, allow me to learn Torah properly.
רבנו כותב בתורה הזאת, שהידע שהוא נותן תורה ככה, גם יש הן לכל היהדות, שכולם מוצא הן בעיניהם להיות עובד השם.
Rabbeinu writes that a person who learns Torah in such a way, with power and with strength, as we explained, not only is he himself blessed with grace, but it graces all of Yiddishkeit, all of Judaism. People around the world, because of the way he is learning Torah, see Judaism and Yiddishkeit in a graceful manner.
Benu Kotesh be שאדם מקבל בשכל לראות כל דבר בעולם, לראות בו את כל דבר בעולם, יש בו שכל איך להתקרב להשם דבר, כל העולם, התכלית של כל העולם זה להתקרב להשם, כיוון שהבורא ברא את התורה הראשון לפני העולם, ועל ידי תורה ברא את העולם, הסתכל בעולם, ברא העולם נברא לפני התורה, לכן כל דבר שאתמור תורה, בשביל זה זוכה לקבל את הצייך הזה, להיות את התורה, ואת כל דבר, איך לקדקדב אל מינו בעולם.
Rabbeinu writes that every single thing in this world has a wisdom, has a certain intellect through which you're supposed to come closer to Hashem. Why is that? Because the whole creation of the world, its purpose was to come closer to Hashem through the creation. Since the Torah was created before the world, and it says that Hashem looked at the Torah, and with the Torah he used to create the world, that means that when you learn Torah, you receive the tools of how to look at every single thing in this world and realize the intellect of wisdom of how through it to come closer to Hashem.
No, the לדעת ההכנה הראשונה זה לדעת שהעיקר זה התורה הקדושה.
This is the first preparation to know that the main thing is the Holy Torah.
יש לך שאלות?
The rabbi is asking if I have questions. כן, כבוד הרב. יש הרב גם כן שאלות הרב על לימוד תורה. We have also questions about learning Torah. A person here is asking, he says that he finds it difficult to sit and to learn Torah. It's difficult for him. What is he supposed to do? מישהו כאן הרב שואל, הוא אומר, קשה לו לשבת וללמוד. מה הוא אמור לעשות?
בוודאי, אמרנו שהשאלה הראשונה ששואלים את האדם, קבעתי הייתי ללמוד תורה, ואמרנו, שהעבודה הראשונה צריך לעבוד ללמוד תורה ולדעת התורה, ובוודאי שהיא לא קשה, כי ישראל גם הוא לומד תורה, היא יודע מה חשוב, מה שחשוב עושה יותר קשה, ובוודאי קשה.
The Gemara says, the first question a person is going to be asked when he reaches the heavenly realm after his soul departs from his body is, did you set times to learn Torah? Since it is so important, since that's the first and initial question, well, certainly it's going to be difficult for a person to learn Torah. And you know why? Because the dark side also learns Torah. And the dark side also knows that Torah is the most important thing, and that's the first thing a person is going to be asked on. And therefore, the dark side makes it difficult for a person to learn Torah. So first of all, this question of a person having difficulty is absolutely normal. But now the question is, what are we supposed to do about it? עכשיו כבוד הרב השאלה, אז איך מתמודדים?
קודם כל, הידע הזאת, כבר He said, Hoshev, Kasheli, Azani, Patol, Azaman, Mania, say. La, any, Kasheli, Mania, say.
First of all, this knowledge is already part of the answer. Because if a person would not know this, a person would think, well, it's difficult for me, so I'm exempt of learning Torah. It's difficult for me, so what am I supposed to do? This knowledge itself gives the person the ability to know that he is not allowed to quit this battle. He has to fight it. And how is a person supposed to fight this battle? What is he supposed to do? He should turn to the Creator in prayer and say to him, Creator of the world, you are the one who created this world with the Torah. You are the one who commanded us to learn Torah. Please help me. You are the one who gives a person the wisdom, the knowledge, and the intellect to understand the Torah. Give me that wisdom, knowledge, and intellect. Give me the desire, the yearning to want to learn. When a person prays, he's already building himself vessels and tools in order for which to make the learning easier. What he's also got to do is he should take himself a partner. He should even pay someone to sit and to learn with him and have set times. And once he does these things, he prays, he has a partner, he has set times to sit and learn with, that is already going to help him how to learn Torah. Smile. Shela nosefet kvod harav, nishal od shela harav lagabei haTorah. We're going to ask another question here that someone asked about Torah. Samish, mishu kan harav kvod harav shuel, nishal et ze beivrit kodem, madua kol kach chashuv שיהיו הרבה בחורי ישיבה שלומדים תורה. למה צריך כל כך הרבה בחורי ישיבה שיושבים ולומדים? Someone is asking, why is it so important to have so many people, so many yeshiva students sitting and learning Torah? What is the importance of having so many people learning Torah? Couldn't we have less?
כל השאלה הפוך. מדוע, איך יהודי יש לו היתר ללמוד תורה?
The question should be an opposite question. How can a Jew be permitted not to sit and learn Torah?
זה חייב ללמוד תורה. אך התורה נתנה כמה היתרים.
A person is obligated to learn Torah, but the Torah gave a person certain permits if he finds it difficult. If a person gets married and he has to have a livelihood, he's allowed not to learn Torah the whole day.
But Torah says, "Atzer Torah ha'gevah milechtecha arai."
But the Torah itself tells us, make the Torah the set part of your life, and working, make that something temporary. That should be the ratio.
למשל, אז אפילו בקיצור, היה שאלה, זה חבל שמזכיר אותי להסביר. Adam Hashem Barach Baratono Lidmo Torah. כן? בפרנסה הוא עושה התפקיד שלו. אדם עולה מלך ברוך הוא. אני אסתדר בפרנסה ואתה תלמוד תורה.
Hashem will marry me to explain this. Hashem created us in order to learn Torah, while livelihood, that is Hashem's. That is Hashem's responsibility. But what does a person do? A person twists everything around. He says to Hashem, listen, I will take care of the livelihood, and you, Hashem, you created the world, you learn Torah instead of me.
כולם לאהם להתחרקו מהאמת. אז זה נראה שמי שלא עומד תורה לו, כמו שהגמר אומר, ירחת יקרו מהתשוגעים.
People have distanced themselves so far away from the Torah that it seems that a person who learns Torah is doing the wrong thing. It's what the Gemara says, that those who are God-fearing people, they will be considered as if they're crazy.
אז לכן נענו עם ישראל השם ברא אותנו בכלל בבריאה של העולם בראשית כתוב יום אחד יום שני יום שלישי לא כתוב יום השלישי לא כתוב יום החמישי, יום השישי כתוב יום השישי. למה? חזל אומרים שברוך הוא אמר למעשר בריסית, כל בריאה שברת אותך תלויה בעוד עמד על יום השישי, הידוע, בא בניסן. אם עם ישראל כבר קורא בדור קדורה, טוב, אם למה?
The whole creation was created for the purpose of learning Torah. Our sages tell us that when the world was created, it says in the Torah that this was created on first day, second day. It doesn't say the first day. It doesn't say the second day. The only day that it says the sixth day is the sixth day, Yom HaShishi. Our sages say, why is that? And they explain because it's on the known and famous sixth day, which is the date of Vav Sivan, the sixth day of the month of Sivan, where Am Yisrael received the Torah. And our sages say that Hashem said to the whole creation, if Am Yisrael, if my people will accept the Torah, fine, the creation can continue. If not, I am going to destroy the world. I have no purpose for this world if they will not receive the Torah. The whole world was created just for the purpose of the Torah.
Olam nivrash bishvil haTorah.
The world was created for the Torah.
Alachen I'm saying anu Hashem otei otam mitzrayim bishvil lekabel et haTorah.
Hashem allowed us to leave Egypt, the famous Exodus, just in order for us to receive the Torah. That's enough. We have another question about learning and prayer. אם לימוד תורה כל כך חשוב, מדוע צריך לפנות זמן ביום להתבודד ולהתפלל? האם זה לא ביטול תורה? If learning Torah is so important, why do we need to set time during our day to do our isbodidus and to pray? Isn't that called ביטול תורה? Canceling learning the Torah? It would be better to learn instead, wouldn't it?
חשבתי לדרג על זה.
I thought to skip that. I started speaking, but I said no. But
it's enough. If he doesn't learn Torah, ולא מקיים אותה, אז מחלת ממש עושה הפוך בכל ובעל הכוונה של הבורא.
A person who learns Torah and doesn't keep the Torah, doesn't do what the Torah says, he's doing exactly the opposite of what the Creator intended.
Torah, Adam, he shalot him. Yes, mitzvah to Torah. לכן הוא לא עושה סוכות. למה? ייקח לו כמה שעות לבות נוסקה. לא עושה. לא מנה את התפילין. כל המצוות. כל המצוות. לא עושה.
Let's ask a person. A person will say there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. So let's not build the tabernacle every year like the Torah commands us. Let's not put on tefillin every single day like we're commanded. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah. It's a waste of time. You realize that sounds ridiculous.
Okay. Gadol Talmud Torah Shemimi Demedai Amasi.
The Gemara says that the greatness of learning Torah
speaking, that's the Gemara.
The Rav wants me to elaborate. The Gemara says that the greatness of Torah is because it leads a person into doing, into action. That a person is supposed to learn in order to do. The Gemara and all our sources tell us that a person who only learns without doing, it's not worth anything in the eyes of the Creator. Because our Torah is a Torah of life, Torah Chaim. It teaches us how to conduct ourselves in life. And a person who doesn't do what the Torah says, it's even worse than a person who's learning, who's not learning Torah at all. אמרתי להם הרב שהמקורות אומרים שמי שלומד ואינו עושה זה יותר גרוע אפילו ממי שלא לומד בכלל.
מדען, מדען מתאבד. מתנהג פה בהמה, זה יש פסוק, נזה מרדריו בהפי חזיר.
A person who behaves like an animal, we have a verse in Mishlei that says, it is like a golden ring in the nose of a pig, of a swine.
לכן ודאי שחלה שם שמיים, דיים לדלא נומד, גם רוצים שיהיה בן אדם. אבל אם אדם יש לו כיפה כזאת, באותו אומרים לו,
If a person doesn't learn any Torah, no one has expectations from him. But a person who represents the Torah, even if a person has a yarmulke this size, the minute they see him, he represents Yiddishkeit. They expect him to behave in a certain way.
לכן, אכן, התורה היא מצווה אותנו להתפלל.
The Torah commands us to pray.
It is one of the
613 commandments that we have. In general, we have two kinds of prayers.
Adam is prayer, shelo gashmiyot ve.
A person who prays for physical things, that kind of prayer is much lower than the Torah. But a person who prays to keep what he learns in the Torah, what the Torah says, that prayer is even higher than Torah itself.
אז התורה מצווה אותנו לעשות תשובה.
the Torah commands us to do tshuva, to repent.
As we do it on the same kol yom, tshuva, asim hashev and hashevesh, ma'aseh emet bole, et vududot ad hayom et vududot.
When a person does his bodidus, part of the his bodidus is to soul search what you did from yesterday's his bodidus till today. You do tshuva, you repent on a daily basis. Rabbeinu writes that when a person prays to keep what he just now learnt, it causes such pleasure in the heavenly realm, we can't even imagine it. Our sages say that anyone who prays lengthily, he is given longevity, a long life. So we learn from here that when you pray, you get extra life just for praying. So it's not a waste of time. You gained more times that you can learn. Prayer does not come instead of learning. Learn the book, The Garden of Emuna, and in Forest Fields, and do every day an hour of Ispoidedus. And then your Torah will become much, much higher than what you think it should be. Smile. We have time for one more question. We're going to ask also one more question about learning Torah. Mishu kan Harav shoel, ma Harav kol kach miyuchad b'Torat haChasidut shenatna la'olam. Anachnu medabrim po al Torah. Someone is asking here, what is so special with Chasidus, with what Chasidus gave the world? What is its unique aspect?
Oto shela ish lish lishol, ma
the same question I can ask, what did the books of Musa about morality give to this world? The founder of the whole Musa movement, Rabbi Israel Salanter, said that 1 hour of learning Musa is worth so much because it gives a person the ability to understand the Torah, to live the Torah, and it allows him to learn even more Torah because he realizes how important the Torah is. He explained that Musa is the spice that spices the Torah and allows us to live it. Amar Rav Shamusar ze atavlin shemechayet haTorah v'mafshar lanu lichyot ota.
Hasudut ze moret et kol tartar kaola bala le'ase le'ashem pshutim yocholim le'chaliot kmo shekatob tartara katob agar bala ze davar.
What the Chasidus did is Chasidus took all these high and deep concepts and it manifested them in a simple way so that even simple people can live a life filled with Torah with the deepest intents and living in the highest and most elevated way, even though they're simple people. I'd like to bless us all. That we shall merit ourselves and we should have to prepare ourselves, and we should be able to have vessels to receive the Torah. Amen. With the help of Hashem, we'll be seeing you next week. Goodbye.